What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. In the last 24 hours, one death has been reported from COVID-19, detailed the Ministry of Health in its epidemiological report of Monday, the 9th of May. With this death, the total number of people who have lost their lives due to the respiratory virus now amounts to 8,194. According to the Ministry of Health, in the last hours, 1,359 new positive cases were detected, giving a positivity of 22.4%. 6,080 new tests were applied. While the active cases add up to 13,732, of which 13,577 are in home isolation and 155 are hospitalized. Those in isolation are divided into 13,548 at home, 29 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalized, we have 136 in the wards, and we have 19 patients in the intensive care units. After a coordination meeting, the Ministries of Health and Education decided on the morning of this Monday to maintain the 2022 school year and reinforce some criteria and equipment that monitor the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministers of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, and of Education, Maruja Gorday de Villalobos, analysed various points with the aim of mitigating the increase in positive cases due to COVID-19 in the country's educational centres. Gorday de Villalobos indicated that to date a total of 1,243 infections have been registered in schools, of which 40% correspond to students, teachers and administrators. Sucre meanwhile recalled that in some schools an increase in positive cases has been detected among students, for which it was evaluated to reinforce some criteria. The official indicated that extra tasks will be implemented to provide greater security to educators and students during this period of increased cases of the new coronavirus. It was added that the school year remains normal and closure has not been considered. However, decisions will be made in some schools according to the indicators in the number of cases. Those students who present some type of respiratory symptoms, no matter how slight, such as a runny nose, sore throat, should not attend classes, said Sucre. It must also be reported that the swab test can be carried out and not put the rest of the campus at risk, he also said. Well, meanwhile, the minister stated that the main focus is on adolescent students and middle school groups. In relation to vaccination in students, he said that it is already at 90% and teaching staff more than 93%. The minister added that a school health program is maintained in educational centres in conjunction with the Ministry of Health and the Social Security Fund with the purpose of providing care to students and reinforcing biosecurity measures. For 24 extendable hours, the general strike of the Coalition of Unity for Colón, CUCO, is extended after receiving no response from the national government to the demands for the execution of projects, control of fuel prices and other requests from civil society, was announced at a press conference on Monday night. Other organisations such as Selective Transport and groups from the Colonese Board Front join CUCO's protest, while the teachers' leadership asked parents not to send their children to classes today, since they will support the militant strike. Edgardo Voltier, leader of CUCO, said that the actions will continue until the government fulfills its promises for the benefit of the province. Enough of demagoguery. We need a new hospital, sports arenas, attention to schools, a new bus terminal worthy of the people of Colón, attention to the needs of the coast up and down, improvements to the roads and new sources of employment. While the new actions were announced, a group of coalition lawyers remained at the police headquarters awaiting the release of four detainees, two men and two women, detained during the protests on Monday. Earlier there were clashes with the national police. A caravan was held and the roads were closed in Cuatro Altos, Sector 20 in the Transísmica and on the up and down coast in support of the general strike. Security Minister Juan Manuel Pino reported that Panama and Colombia are continuing talks to build a binational base in the Caribbean as part of actions to combat drug trafficking in the region. I spoke directly, and we agreed with Minister Diego Molano, a new binational coastal base in the Caribbean in La Miel, said Pino, who added that this is a priority. Pino's statements were given when asked about security in the province of Darien, highlighting that he has met on several occasions with the Colombian Defense Minister, Diego Molano, and that Panama's intention is to improve border surveillance in the Darien. On the specific point of drug trafficking, Pino commented that the drugs that reaches Guniala and the province of Colón comes from the clan of the Gulf of Colombia. We are going to improve that border security with more men, emphasized Pino. Binational security meetings have been taking place for months, and it has been reported that the action is also aimed at fighting human trafficking and migrant smuggling. Three officials from various entities were sanctioned for breaches of the Code of Ethics, the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI, reported on Monday. The fines range from 10% to 50% of the server's salary, the entity said in their statement. An official of the Panamanian Institute of Sports, Pan Deportes, who was sanctioned with 50% of the monthly salary for not complying with the procedure corresponding to an application after a complaint was filed by the National College of Baseball Referees from Panama. The second case corresponds to an official of the National Land Administration Authority, ANTAI, who was fined 50% of her salary for violating the principle of legality of the Code of Ethics. They also imposed a penalty of 10% of the monthly salary on a custodian of the Tinajitas Detention Center, who introduced a sum of money to a relative in another penitentiary center. The 16-year-old Valentino Mini, who represents Panama, obtained 7th place among 24 participants in the Pauville Urban Circuit of the French Formula 4 Championship. Mini, who was in race 2, added his first 2 points to his French championship and managed to be in 7th place, despite starting in 15th position. The first round of the championship was in the town of Nogaro, and the third race will be at the Magny-Cours circuit. That competition is scheduled for the 13th to the 15th of May. And on track will be the world champion, Valentino Rossi, at the wheel of the Audi R8 in the GT World Challenge. It has been a positive weekend in many ways, both for the first points in the championship and for finishing all three races, said Mini. Mini recalled that compared to the first race, I felt more comfortable with the car, and that has helped a lot. Unfortunately, a contact in race 3 caused me to lose several positions, but I still managed to get the car onto the checkered flag. And the streets of the Panama Pacifico sector in the Arihan district were the scene on Sunday of the Spring 2030 Durathlon, in which more than 100 athletes from both branches participated. In the male branch, Andres Angrisano took first place with a time of 1 hour, 6 minutes and 57 seconds, followed by Alan Jaramillo, who made a time of 1 hour, 8 minutes and 34 seconds, and Adrian Camacho, who recorded a time of 1 hour, 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Angrisano, just 15 years of age, completed the first kilometres of the pedestrian race in 18 minutes and 21 seconds. Then he did 38 minutes, 29 seconds in the 20-kilometre bike and finished the 2.5-kilometre run in 9 minutes and 18 seconds. The race was really incredible. I started first on the bike, but I have to improve because they caught me a little. But in the last 2.5 kilometres, I gave it my all to finish strong, said Angrisano after the competition. While in the female branch, the winner was Venezuelan Williana Rojas with a time of 1 hour, 9 minutes and 17 seconds. She was escorted by Brenda Young with a time of 1 hour, 16 minutes and 7 seconds, and Claudia Alienes with 1 hour, 17 minutes and 24 seconds. It was a very fast event with a fairly demanding route, though the hills that it presents, but I love seeing the sport grow and supporting new organisations, said Dr. Rojas. Orifredo Nunez from the 2030 Club Activo said that the event was a tremendous success due to the great reception given by the athletes and, of course, their quality. And there's our look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama this morning, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.